a few places. Look at Psalm 25 with me a moment. Okay, Psalm 25. Now, Psalm 25, let's look rather quickly, but we want to go through this now. Psalm 25, look at verse 5 with me. Psalm 25, verse 5. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. For thee I wait all the day. How do you see the word truth here? Some see the doctrines on how to live. But people, does that fit context? Can we come, if we're going to be honest and listen to the Spirit, we can't just come and have things be whatever we want and plug it in. Let's look at context. What does context say that he's talking about? Lead me in thy truth and teach me. In regard to what? But since we don't have a lot of time here, it's in regard to salvation or deliverance, even of the believer, especially the believer here. So here we have the context is not just in living the Christian life, as we would put it in the church age, but in deliverance, coming out of sin, coming out of adversity. Lead me in thy truth and teach me the way of your salvation or deliverance is what he is saying here. Look back to verse 1. To thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exalt over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for thee will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause, those will be the ones ashamed. Make me know thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in the way of truth. And teach me in regard to his deliverance. For thou art my God, the God of my salvation. Deliverance. I don't have time to really develop all of this, but the context is dealing with his truth in the realm of his deliverance. Truth is the same as we have it in John 4. Truth which belongs to God. Now, let me tell you about this truth. I wish I had time to develop it and get ready to say here, but just in your soul and your notes. The truth here is the truth which belongs to God, not the truth which God desires. It's the truth that belongs to God. Teach me in thy truth. In other words, according to who and what you are. People, if we understand who and what God is, we begin to understand his salvation, his deliverances, his recoveries, his blessings, whatever he does for us. What are we seeing in our study of Samson? Why did Delilah and the men, the rulers, believe such absurdity? I mean, such absurdity that they could, you know, get seven cut guts and wrap it around him, and boy, he's going to be bound, and he loses all his strength. Why would anybody believe such a ridiculous thing? Because they had already accepted the lie. They had already accepted the lie. They had already accepted the fact that he must have this secret related to something physical. And then what did Delilah, you mocked me. Didn't say you deceived me. You mocked me. You made fun of me. Why did Delilah say that? Because she knew she was being mocked. You're just stringing me along.